Radio Daily for Weekend Eve, the 16th of March, 2017. 'Tis all the geek without the wait. Good morning, hello, and can you spare a ride? We're the folks from geekradiodaily.com. You might know us from Facebook and Twitter, and apparently you should also know us from Google Plus. We can talk about that later. The folks bringing it to you today, well, the man who is out on the road and apparently still in one of those heavenly chariots, it is the man who always knows what to say, podcasting's Rick Siegfried.
Let the cartoon begin.
Hi there. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
What? Why don't you just name yourself Chet Awesome Laser?
It's not a bad idea, although I've never was sold on Chet. Tell me what happened this fine day, roving reporter.
In 1867, Joseph Lister published an article on his discovery of antiseptic surgery in the medical journal The Lancet.
1919, the wireless telephone is invented, enabling pilots to communicate in flight with each other and the ground for the first time, or sort of, you know, plain CB.
1926, Robert Goddard launches the first U.S. liquid fuel rocket in a field in Auburn, Massachusetts.
1942, the first V-2 rocket is tested, but it explodes on liftoff. One will eventually become the first man-made object, but not that one. 1966, NASA launches the Gemini 8. Shortly after its launch, it will take part in the first physical docking of two spacecraft in orbit when it rendezvous with the Gemini Agena, which doesn't sound dirty, to conduct extravehicular activities, if you know what I mean.
Oh, is that what the kids call it nowadays? In 1967, the Star Trek episode Errand of Mercy, number 26. In it, Kirk and Spock attempt to protect the planet Ogania from the Klingon and sway them to the side of the Federation, but they aren't welcome.
1975, the NASA robotic space probe Mariner 10 makes its third and final pass at the planet Mercury.
1978, the Soviet Soyuz 26 returns to Earth from the first mission to successfully dock with the Salyut 6 space station. Ooh, lots of dirty NASA news today.
1984, the Russian satellite Ikran 12 is launched. Ikran 12 is a geostationary satellite developed for a national system of direct-to-home television.
In 1993, Del Rey releases the science fiction novel The Spoils of War by Alan Dean Foster as a hardcover.
1995, Mississippi formally ratifies the 13th Amendment, becoming the last state to approve the abolition of slavery in 1995.
I'm sorry, what was that year one more time?
1995.
Just wanted to make sure I heard you correctly. In 1999, Sony Online Entertainment releases the fantasy massively multiplayer online role-playing game.
It's a Morpig.
EverQuest for personal computers in the U.S.
2009, Guinness World Records names House of the Dead Overkill the most profane game ever. The game, which was available for the Nintendo before the Switch and before the other one, features the F word 189 times, meaning it comprised about 3% of all the game's dialogue. Birthdays?
Sienna Guillory, 42. Jill in Resident Evil movies and Aragon.
Alan Tudyk is 46 from Firefly, Dodgeball, iRobot, Tucker and Dale versus Evil, Wreck-It Ralph, Powerless.
Pirate Steve in Dodgeball, wasn't he?
Yes.
Is that the character that was Pirate Steve? Lauren Graham is 49 from Gilmore Girls, Evan Almighty, and Parenthood.
Jerome Flynn is 54, Bronn in Game of Thrones and Ripper Street.
Make sure to say happy birthday to him at the next family reunion. We've got Victor Garber, 68, from Titanic. He was Sinestro in Green Lantern First Flight. Stein in Flash and Legend of Tomorrow.
Someone said I should be playing that again. Eric Estrada is 68 from Chips and C-Lab 2021, and I bet you has a cameo in Chips.
I'm hoping. We've also got Chuck Woolery, 76. If you don't know who he is, look him up and just pause the show, come back in 2 and 2.
Raymond Vam Damadian is 81. He invented the MRI.
And of course, we've got Jerry Lewis. C's 91 at war with the Army, Sad Sack, the Nutty Professor, the day the clown cried.
One day we'll get to see that. 1916, Mercedes McCambridge from All the King's Men, Giant, she was the voice of Reagan in Exorcist.
Nice. In 1920, we've got Leo McKern, The Prisoner, Omen, and Lady Hawk.
1963, Kevin Smith. No, not that one. The one that played Ares in Hercules and Xena, which I'm stunned is not on TV tonight.
But what is on TV is on CBS. We've got the NCAA.
That's it. That's all you got. ABC, it's new Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, and The Catch.
On NBC, we've got new Superstore, of course, Powerless with birthday boy Alan Tudyk, Chicago Med, and Blacklist Redemption.
On Fox, it's a new MasterChef kicking and screaming.
On Freeform, we've got Home Alone 2.
Bravo is showing Miss Congeniality. William Shatner, I think, is in it.
Absolutely. Cartoon Network has Bob Burgers.
Comedy Central has the premiere of a new show called Review, which I guess they look back at something.
Well, it's actually not. This is the third and final season of Review. It's a fantastic show. Check it out. Andrew Daly's delight. On E, we've got Keeping Up with the Privileged.
On FX, it's a new episode of Baskets right after Let's Be Cops.
On the Food Network, we've got But Beat Bobby Flay. Please, dear God, somebody beat Bobby Flay.
FXX on The Simpsons. Prohibition comes to Springfield. They go to Ireland in the B-Sharps episode.
On FXM, you've got The Wolverine, or there's plenty of other choices.
CNN, the history of comedy, ripped from the headlines. CNN does jokes. That'll be different.
It is a fantastic series. On IFX, we've got Exodus, Gods, and Kings.
Nickelodeon will be showing The Last Airbender. That's the M. Night Shyamalan movie. It might have a twist.
So much like I said on the other one earlier, there's plenty of other things to watch besides
certainly
that. On Science Channel, we've got a marathon of How It's Made.
But we're going to be watching the Lifetime Movie Network because a woman unknowingly takes a job at a massage parlor where prostitution runs rampant. Tonight, Jennifer Love Hewitt and Teddy Sears star in The Client List.
Do you mind? I want to check my email.
Not at all. I bought a laptop from CompUSA a few years before they went under. I bought a DSL camera from Circuit City less than the year before they went under. Is it bad luck or am I the canary in the coal mine for big box tech stores? Well, no. No, you're not. Because I told Circuit City they were closing within 5 years. 5 years before it happened. So you just were, I guess, the coming approach of the Reaper to show that it was happening. Oh, I demand that either the Flinstress give out the number or PRS needs to use his sexy voice. That is from Anna. And Anna is, of course, referring to the fact that the phone number yesterday was said in your voice, sir, not in a sexy voice. So to make things right with Anna, I have to say, wait for it.
510-GRD-CREW. That's 510-GRD-CREW.
And that's the phone number you need to call, which you can leave your wonderful, fantastic promos, your ad campaign messages, so you too can be the GRD drug czar, or as my compatriot likes to call it,
the intoxicant sommelier.
And I do love that title. Or come up with your own. It simply doesn't matter. Drop a note to podcast at geekradiodaily.com or send a note to that phone number that I'm sure you still remember. Go on. Think about it. It's there.
We let things pile up in the DVR. We add them to our queues. We wait for the DVDs and Blu-rays. We time shift. The Time Shifters podcast. Sci-fi, horror, fantasy, superheroes, comedy, action, film, television, maybe some not-so-current events. Find us on iTunes or at timeshifterspodcast.com.
I'm Allison Scagliotti, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. Welcome back to it. Weekend Eve means it's time to play.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada. Get ready. Prepare for blast off.
Video games develop hand-eye coordination and make kids into better human beings.
You shotten herring! You are a scurvy louse. You are a slop bucket. You are a pus sludge.
Why do you have to read that in here? I'm trying to play a game.
One thing I know is that my allies and I had just obliterated the largest horde of rabid zombies I'd ever encountered, and then suddenly, Chief Wiggum 49 and Halo is my bitch 12 decided to frag me.
It comes with the territory, and there's new things out. Not a crazy amount, but what's there you're going to enjoy. What can folks play today, sir?
Chaos Code. New Sign of Catastrophe. It's an updated version of Chaos Code featuring a number of balance tweaks and additional characters.
Tide the Tasmanian Tiger 2 Electric Boogaloo, although they call it Bush Rescue. Try it. It expands on the gameplay of the first game, features new elements like driving sequences, mech battles, and an expanded world. Save the Australian Outback.
March 20th, Sent Classics, The Shady Pack, come to Mac and PC. It's a compilation of two games. Can you call that a compilation? But there's two games in the Shady series, which makes their computer debuts.
Will the real Shady Pack please stand up? Mass Effect Andromeda is coming out over the next few days, taking place 600 years after the original trilogy. Andromeda sees you take the role of Sarah or Scott Ryder in an open world environment with awesomeness.
March 21st through the 24th, we've got Troll and I, a third-person episodic action adventure in which the player takes control of two unlikely friends.
Together, they're cops this fall on Fox.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view, Warner Brothers is in the early stages of developing a relaunch of the Matrix franchise. How in the hell do you reboot the Matrix? What possible surprise is left to... Zach Penn is in talks to write a treatment for a new version, and they're talking to Michael B. Jordan, director of Creed and Other Awesome Things, or actor of Creed and Other Awesome Things, to star in it. But it's still quite early in it, and the Wachowskis are not attached in this at all. Joel Silver approached Warners about the idea of another Matrix film, but he sold his interest back in 2012. Keanu Reeves had said that he would do another with the Wachowskis involved, but they're not. So when asked about this development, he replied, "Whoa. It could happen."
And hopefully it'd be more like the original Matrix and not like Pixels. We've got Air Force security forces, as well as other military personnel and federal law enforcement agencies, may soon be getting a new tool to take down small commercial drones. Shotgun shells with a net. Five metal segments, each connected to a high-strength cord to a central point. The five tethered segments separate with centrifugal force and create a five-foot-wide capture net. So the Air Force has finally figured out where Batman gets those wonderful toys.
Nice. Polygon and Toho have announced that they'll be teaming up with Netflix to bring Jen Urobuchi, Coburn Shizuo, and Hayao-Yuki Shishita's animated take on Godzilla worldwide later this year. The first official appearance of Godzilla in an animated feature in Japan, other than silly tie-ins with Crayon. It's not the first time Godzilla's appeared in animation full stop. However, there's been two other animated shows. You know about that. The original, I'm not doing the Godzuki, and the 98 one. But Netflix is going to be bringing this as well. And there's already talk of a series coming out of this. So an actual, interestingly fantastic, without Godzuki or tied to Matthew Broderick cartoon is something we could all get behind. I still want the Green Day song, though.
Lego-compatible tape is such a great idea. We're amazed it's not an official Lego product already and would cost entirely too much. Numino's Lego tape is an adhesive plastic strip with Lego bumps on one side. It allows you to turn anything into a Lego-compatible surface, from walls to toys to, yes, even your own body. The tape is being crowdfunded on Indiegogo, where you can order a couple of rolls for $11. Numino already reached its original goal with a month to go. So this toy is clearly as popular as you'd expect. Sadly, there is no word on a refund if the tape fails and you step on a Lego at 3 a.m. while trying to pee.
Do taped Legos hurt as much as regulars? Ow.
Ooh, only when you pull them off.
It took a week, but the Switch, Nintendo's new system, has finally been cracked thanks to Apple. The Switch's operating system is notoriously closed. You can't load homebrew applications built for a device and published without approval, or play old NES ROMs, or even browse the internet. Yet, that all appears to have changed with a single tweet from noted iOS jailbreaker QWERTYUIIP. According to fellow hacker Live Overflow, dude is using a very old exploit from iOS 9.3.5, one that Apple patched a year ago, one that Nintendo has inexplicably left unpatched. So far, this is really just a proof of concept, but the ability to access the system with a little more than old iOS jailbreaking is interesting people wanting to put all of their interesting crazy ROMs and stuff together. So hurry up and do that, provided Nintendo doesn't patch a year-old exploit it should have patched before the launch of the Switch that didn't get patched, which means Nintendo was lax on security for a Switch. GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, 1973.0 license. Go check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Go get the app. It'll be a fantastic thing to have. You get your own bell and stuff, and you can download the episodes right there and play it from the app and not use your data when you drive. It's so cool. Drop us a note, won't you please? It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. And yeah, Anna wants to know the phone number, and it's
510-GRD-CREW. That's 510-GRD-CREW.
Sees ya.
Doesn't anyone know how to turn off the program when they leave?
Thank you.
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
No, it must not end like this.
Good night, suckers.
Zimbalabim! Be gone, coward! Fear my greatness.
Is that your blood?
What, no? No, it's college kid blood. One of those suckers came running out of nowhere and speared himself straight through the gut and died right on top of me, Todd.
Holy crap.
Oh, no.
Calm down. Calm down. Don't cry. Calm down.
Okay.
Get a hold of yourself.
I know what this is.
What?
This is a suicide pact.
Is a what?
These kids are coming out here and they're killing themselves all over the woods.
Oh, my God. That makes so much sense.
Holy shit. We have got to hide all of the sharp objects.
You know what else, Tucker? Tucker, I think they're trying to kill her, too. Yeah. Think about it. That's why they acted so funny after we saved her, because they want her dead.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's good that you don't know. It's good that I don't know, because if we knew, then they would want to kill us, too.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, so what? What do we we go to the police?
Call the police?
Yeah.
Tell them what?
Oh, I'll tell them what happened.
That's a good idea, Dale. Oh, hidey-ho, officer. We've had a doozy of a day. There we were, minding our own business. Just doing some chores around the house when kids started killing themselves all over my property.
No. With Lego bumps on one side.
No, actually.
What? Am I cutting out?
Yeah.
Did I cut out a lot?
Yeah, a bit there.
Okay. Give me 1 second and I'll be in a... I may just go back and hook around back into carpool line, since that was such a good signal there.